الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا إن في الجسد لمضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين أستغفر الله أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسل الذي أقمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Respected ulama ikiram, elders and friends, the ayat I have recited comes in the surah Sabbi Isma Rabbikal A'la. And generally we all know that this was the famous surah Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read in the first rakat in the Jummah Salah. Generally this was the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the first rakat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read Suratul A'la. In the second rakat he used to read Suratul Ghashiyah. Hal ataka hadithul Ghashiyah. One thing we must understand and realize, whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, there was only goodness in there. Whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was not just according to his desire. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ Even any utterance Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uttered was not on his own desire. Allah Ta'ala inspired and Allah Ta'ala revealed upon his heart. So whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was only full of wisdom, was only full of goodness, which shows that the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that way of life which is the most perfect way of life. It is that way of life which is full of benefit. It's full of goodness. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us so beautifully in the Qur'an Kareem, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ That in the life of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and only, what great stress, and stress here to show how much love Allah has got for us. That Allah Ta'ala wants us to become the best. My Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madadil Ali, inshallah will be with us today later on, and for this important Islahi Jalsa, that we all realize how important is it to purify our hearts so Allah can come in the heart. And the only way Allah will come in the heart, if we follow the best way of life, the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat says that Allah has given us a deen according to our desire. Every person here desires that I must be outstanding. I must be recognized. And as youngsters, we say I must be a star. And sadly, Shaitan works in very dubious ways. People that are totally rotten, he puts the honorable word of star by their name, which actually you are degrading the word star. Star are those people which Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, Ashabi kan nujum, فَبِأَيِّمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِحْتَدَيْتُمْ. That real stars and shining and bright forever till the day of Qiyamah were my companions, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, who stayed with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and then followed every footstep of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the minutest detail. They became such lovers of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And remember, without the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you can't get the love of Allah. And without the love of the pious servants, you won't get the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then you won't get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this is the system of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, to the minutest detail, they imitated Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned very, very clearly, مَن تَشَبَّى بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever you imitate, Allah will raise you amongst those people on the day of Qiyamah. And that is real reality, who you are raised up on the day of Qiyamah. So if we want to be raised in the ranks of the awliya Allah, in the ranks of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, under the flag of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala sallam, then what enthusiasm, what great desire and what relish, what enjoyment, we should only be following the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala sallam. But sadly, myself, all of us today, we must ponder and think, all other lifestyles appeal to be very good to us. All stupid fashion ways of lives, as I said, they put the word star to all those people that are downtrodden, that are drug addicts, and they call them this film star, this soccer star, whatever. If you look at their way of life, if you look at their dressing, their haircut, sadly, we who have got iman, and we who have got the best way of life, we follow those ways other than the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If that is the case, which shows that we are definitely spiritually sick. And this is what this Islahi Jalsa is all about. That actually, those people that are sick, they have to go to the surgeons, they have to go to the doctors and look for treatment. Ya Allahu Akbar. The real treatment that every person needs in this world is spiritual treatment, to treat our heart so that the eyes of the heart open up. When the eyes of the heart are not open, then you see the artificial things of this world and that attracts you. And Allah Ta'ala says that is a sign of kufr. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. That people of this world, the non-believers who haven't recognized who created us, who gave us this life, and not only gave us this life, every split moment, who is taking care of my life? Who is allowing me to breathe free of charge oxygen? Who is allowing me to walk on whose earth am I walking? Whose sky am I enjoying? Whose sunlight am I enjoying? So when you haven't recognized your creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat, and kufr actually means to hide the truth. Reality is as clear as daylight. Allah Rabbul Izzat is that great being who al-awwal wal-akhir wal-zahir wal-batin. Allah is the first, there's no first before Allah. Allah is the last, there's no last after Allah. Allah is as clear as anything. One pious servant says so beautifully, to zahir hai aur laak parde mein hai tu. To batin hai aur sakht is har tera. That oh Allah, to zahir hai, you are totally apparent. It is totally clear who can make the sun rise other than Allah. Who makes the wind blow other than Allah. Who is keeping the earth firm other than Allah Rabbul Izzat. If Allah wants, we see it. Allah just commands the earth. 45 seconds the earth has to shake. All buildings are falling. People are getting haywire and people are becoming hysterical. Who is doing that? Allah gives us lessons now and then. If we still don't open our eyes, then how foolish are we? So the pious servant of Allah says, oh Allah, you are so apparent, but yet you in 100,000 veils in this world, we can't see you. Musa alayhi salatu was salam, just was enjoying the conversation with Allah. Today, sadly, we know every second person is busy on the WhatsApp. And so many are in illicit, haram affairs and sending this message and that message. Just by message, you are already desiring, I must see that beloved. Which in reality, that is no real love. That is just artificial infatuation and it is deception, total deception. Love is the creator of love, Allah Rabbul Izzat. When you get love of Allah, then all the love of this world becomes very cold. Then whatever you love for Allah's sake. You love your wife, you love your father, your parents, all you love for the pleasure of Allah. So in any case, we should understand and realize that in this world, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Allah, arini, please, I enjoy your conversation. Now I want to see you. My heart is desiring. Allah Ta'ala very sternly mentioned, Lan tarani. You can't see me with the eyes of this world, but see my workings. So a pious servant says, Oh Allah, tu laakh parde mein hai, lekin sakht izhar tera. You in 100,000 veils, but we can see you very, very clearly. A person, Allah Ta'ala says, you don't have to go far to look for Allah. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ Look at yourself. When you get up in the morning, just 1 minute before your eyes open, you are like a dead man. People were talking around you. If a crook come, Allah save us, could steal your things. You didn't know nothing. Who gave you another life? Allahu Akbar. That is why every day you get up, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَقَالَنَا يَوْمَنَا هَذَا Oh Allah, you gave me another life. You made iqala. In other words, you took away my bad life of yesterday, which I led a life of unmindfulness. You gave me a new life. Allahu Akbar. We know what iqala, that you once you bought something and you can give it back. And Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that that trader that does iqala, that takes back an item from a person who comes say, I bought this yesterday, but please, I don't want it. And with no excuse, he just gives the money back. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, for such a person, Allah will build a palace in Jannah for that person. Today we don't understand the beautiful life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we find Muslim traders got big, big boards that no exchanges. If you bought anything, then regard it as bought. No, all these boards we should take out. We should learn the best way of life, the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So similarly, why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to read the surahs every Jummah? This is not that just a routine or just Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it as a habit. No, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it with real special intention that my ummah should realize why did we come in the world? Who has sent us into the world? What is our work in the world? So Allah Ta'ala teaches us, I have sent you here, Sabbihisma Rabbikal A'la. I have sent you here to read Tasbih of the name of your Rabb. Rabb is that great being who brings from non-existence into existence. Not existing before time. And Allah Ta'ala reminds us of this, that insan, now I brought you into existence, I'm taking care of you, I gave you strength, I gave you knowledge, I gave you wealth. You don't have 1 minute. هَلْ أَتَالَ الْإِنسَانِ هِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا Oh, insan, you don't have 1 minute to ponder who gave me this life and to make shukar, alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَحْيَانَا Oh Allah, how kind you, how all praises belongs to you only, oh Allah. You gave me this life without deserving it. So Allah Ta'ala has sent us here to read tasbih. In other words, to recognize our Rabb, how great is Allah. And Allah Ta'ala is so great, so great, so great. All the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam who have come, all the Sahaba, Tabi'een, all the pious awliya who have mentioned the greatness of Allah, they still haven't even reached a billionth of an iota of the greatness of Allah. Allah is so great beyond our imagination. Ulama explained so beautifully, forget the greatness of the Zat of Allah. Allah's name is so great that we won't understand and realize the greatness of the name of Allah. Allah's name is so great that it is only and solely by the barakat of the name of Allah that the whole world is functioning. The whole universe is functioning.
Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned very clearly, La taqumu sa'a hatta yuqala fil ard. Allah, Allah. Allah will let everything in the world function till there is one last human being in the remotest corner in the world, not even doing any other ibadat, but he just takes the name of Allah once. That is the ruh, the soul of this world. Allah will keep the world functioning. When people become totally unmindful of Allah, then what's the good for the world to be living? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned so beautifully, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. That person who makes zikr of his Rabb, who thinks of his Rabb, who obeys the commands of Allah, he is like a living person. And a person who is unmindful of Allah, he is a walking dead. As my Shaykh Hazman Abdul Hamid Sahib Daum Rakatum, inshallah, Hazrat's Bayan tonight, we should all try and attend, pass the message on how important are these gatherings, inshallah, this whole weekend, this Islahi Jalsa. We can't make enough shukr. Allah has kept such men in our times that we should learn from them, follow them, so that our hearts can become purified and Allah comes in the heart. So Allah Ta'ala says that when you read tasbih of Allah, and who is our Allah? Subhana Rabbi Sabbihisma Rabbikal A'la. Allah is very lofty, very great. Allahu Akbar. When this ayat was revealed, Nabi Kareem saw some immediately fell into sajda and taught the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala the tasbih of sajda. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Very pure is my Rabb. Allah is so pure that our minds are so limited to understand the purity of Allah. So very fortunate is that person who purifies his mind, purifies his heart, then see how the love of Allah will come. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us in this ayat, why did I create you? Why I created this world? Allah didn't need to create. But Allah Ta'ala in one hadith Qudsi, it is mentioned, Kuntu kanzan makhfiya. I was a hidden treasure and I wanted to be recognized. So I created the creation. And from the creation, the best of all, Ashraful makhlukat, Allah first created all the creation. And then to show the honor of Hazrat Insan, for who Allah created all this, on the day of Jummah, just towards the end of the day, towards Asr time, Mufassirin explained, Allah Ta'ala created his best of creation, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. To show the honor of man. And what is the honor of man? When you are making tasbih of Allah. And what tasbih means? To be in the recognition of Allah. To be realizing who is my creator. Am I walking? Is Allah happy with me? What I'm talking? Is Allah happy with me? The clothes I'm wearing? Is Allah happy with me? Today myself, all of us, let us ponder and think. A great day of Jummah. When the day of Jummah used to come, Malaika used to tremor that it might be the day of Qiyamah. This might be the last day of my life. And Allahu Akbar. So when the day of Jummah comes, they used to be worried. Today the day of Jummah, let me think in the morning, till today did I think what I am doing? Oh Allah, are you happy with me or not? We worried everybody else must be happy. The customers must be happy. That person must be happy. But is Allah happy? In whose control is our life? That we are unmindful. This is a clear indication myself. This is for myself, what I am talking. And all, whoever takes a lesson, alhamdulillah, how spiritually sick am I? So we need to be rejuvenated. Life has to be instilled in us. And how will life has to be instilled? Time is almost going. Very quickly we'll try and wrap up. That in the surah, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us how great, how lofty is your Allah. Alladhi khalaqa fasawwa. That don't you see who created you? And how balanced Allah Ta'ala made you? How Allah created you? Everything is just on His place. And so beautiful and so balanced Allah Ta'ala created you. And then Allah Ta'ala explains the crux of this whole surah. And similarly, here Allah is explaining why Allah created us to be reading the tasbih of Allah. And tasbih doesn't mean all day you just read tasbih, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Reading the tasbih so that Allah's greatness comes in the heart. And when the greatness of Allah comes, then naturally the love of Allah will come. And when Allah's love comes in the heart, nobody has to tell you that obey Allah's commands. Get up for Fajr Salah. You put your alarm. Before your alarm rings, you'll be up for Fajr Salah. You'll be up for Tahajjud Salah. But when the heart is tainted with all this dunya, as Allah Ta'ala mentions, here again Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, insan, I have created you with honor. I made all this for you to benefit, so that you don't get caught up in dunya. You make your nisbat and connection with Allah Ta'ala. And how will this connection be made? Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَهَ مَنْ تَذَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. You will have to do a cause in spiritual reformation. You will have to purify your heart. Because Allah Ta'ala says, we have created this world as a test. Outwardly, this world looks very beautiful. It looks attractive. But that is a test. That are you going to fall for the artificial world or the creator of the world? If the world looks so beautiful, then the creator of the world, how beautiful is he? So Allah Ta'ala, again here, our Shaykh teaches us, Allah has given us a deen according to our desire. Every person here wants to be successful. So Allah also wants this for us. And sadly, we are determining our success according to our limited understanding. Allah is saying, read the tasbih. Your understanding is too weak. You are so weak in every way whatsoever. Allah is pure. Pure in which way? Free from any blemish. Free from any weakness. Allah is as pure as anything. And insan, we are only full of filth. We are only full of weakness. Only full of dirt. So we should only take lesson from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who better knows our success than Allah ta'ala? We are looking for success in some university degree or even in becoming an alim, that I'll be successful, I'll be able to get a job in certain university, in certain darulum, then we have missed the boat. Why Allah has sent us here? To read tasbih. And a tasbih will only know if we learn from the men of Allah. Those who Allah has given them knowledge and given them character, as Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allamani Rabbi. فَأَحْسَنَ تَعْلِيمِ وَعَدَّبَنِ رَبِّي فَأَحْسَنَ تَعْدِيبِ. Who has given me this knowledge? Only my Allah taught me. And what knowledge Allah taught me? أُتِينَ الْعِلْمَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ. So knowledge also we learn to recognize our Rabb, to recognize our Creator. And what is the sign of recognizing your Creator? The more you read tasbih of Allah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Allah doesn't need anybody to announce His purity. Allah is as pure as ever. But Allah is so kind. Jaza'u wifaqam. Allah says, oh my banda, you saying I'm pure. In return, I will purify your heart from all spiritual diseases. Which you don't even realize you got. Today nobody accepts that I got pride, I got anger, I got love of this world. We all say we're okay. But when you read tasbih, Allah will be purifying your heart. And more than that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَزَكِّرْ O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have purified your heart. We taught you good character. Now you remind the people. Teach them. And those who recognize Allah, they will take heed. And those people who will realize, my greatest need in the world to be successful is to purify my heart. And Allahu Akbar. Time is up, as Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi says so beautifully, if the sun is so beautiful, then the creator of the sun, how beautiful is he? So if oud itar is so valuable and so, it smells so beautiful, somebody tells you put oud itar in your bottle, how you clean that bottle thoroughly. Even your wife say, why are you cleaning it so much? So you tell her, I have to put expensive oud itar. So to clean a bottle, to put oud itar, how much effort you make. Then to put Allah in the heart, how much effort we have to make. So for this, we have to do a cause. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّي فَصَلَّى. Allah Ta'ala says, do a cause of the zikr of Allah. Learn from the man of Allah how to take Allah's name. Otherwise me, we'll just say Allah, 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 and finishing tasbihs, or saying Subhanallah, and we're looking at women walking in the street. We're saying Astaghfirullah, Mawlana, see how the women are dressed. We looking at haram and we telling Mawlana also look at haram. So that is not tasbih. So to learn, to do a cause in the marifat of Allah, this is Islam. To do a cause in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, then perform your salah and see. Salah will give you closeness to Allah. Salah will give you the love of Allah. But we don't make our salah properly and all our other ibadat. So for this Islahi Jalsa is taking place, respected elders and friends. And that is why Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the most important part of your body is the heart. If the heart is correct, everything will be correct. The heart is sick, your eyes will be sick. You'll be looking at haram in the masjid. You'll be looking at porn on the phone. You'll be listening to haram, etc. You'll be walking towards haram. So we have come here for our spiritual treatment. We can't be more grateful to Allah. Allah has brought great spiritual doctors to us. So let us take very benefit from this great opportunity. Invite everybody who we can, our friends throughout the KwaZulu-Natal. Tell them about this important Islahi Jalsa and make my niyat that, oh Allah, I want my Islah to take place. And oh Allah, please purify my heart. And you come in my heart and make me yours and you become mine. Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah.